Toronto, until she was around 15, the buffet was always open for Lily the cat, who had open access to a trough of dry food in her home. Lily's owner, Cindy Marcus, could see changes in her cat's behavior as she aged. Lily struggled to move around like she once did, as the senior cat gained unnecessary pounds on top of other problems, such as chronic kidney disease and liver issues that would lead to infections. Marcus made the decision to switch to wet food, which was given on a regimented feeding schedule, a more costly option, but one which clearly paid off for Lily's health. Now approaching 20 years old, Marcus said her kitty has not only shed weight, but gained much of her old vigor back. "That was a huge change that I made on my part, which was a little bit pricier, but worth it," said Marcus. "I know I've extended her life and her longevity, and I can see it in her energy levels." For pet owners, deciding on the healthiest and most cost-efficient nourishment plan for their furry friends is often a delicate balancing act, as the price of food continues to rise, not to mention other snowballing costs related to their well-being. There's also no shortage of mainstream pet food brands on the market, along with alternatives advertised as healthier options. Marcus, co-founder of financial planning company Make Sense, said that while paying extra for her cat's diet was the right choice, it's up to each owner to assess what options make most sense for their individual situation. She cautioned against opting for specific, trendy food if it breaks the bank. While any good owner wants to give their pet the best, it shouldn't mean putting yourself into debt. There are a lot of ways you can treat your pet to a high-quality diet that doesn't have to be as expensive as doing something like a raw food diet and the amount of money that takes, Marcus said. "If this was a human child, we would want to give them the best care, the best food, take care of them. It's hard to draw that line sometimes with a pet where you have to consider finances." A report last year from online pet care marketplace Rover.com said Canadian pet parents were increasingly feeling the pinch. According to its 2024 annual survey, just over half of pet owners felt the cost of pet-specific goods and services had increased more than human-related groceries and personal care items. Survey respondents said the rising costs of pet food was causing the most financial pressure, followed by treats and toys, and vet visits. The report said the annual cost for dog essentials can range from $965 to $4,020 per year in Canada, with a median monthly cost of $210. That marked an increase of $70 per month on average from 2023, which it attributed to rising pet food prices. It noted some dog food brands had cost up to 130% more than they did the previous year, while in some cases the price of cat food rose 120%. Last year, the Toronto Humane Society served more than 10,000 pet families through its pet food bank, where dog and cat owners facing financial difficulties can obtain meal bags that were previously donated. Loralee Dorst, director of community animal welfare for the organization, said costs have gone up substantially for veterinary diets, which include food recommended for animals with certain medical issues. "If money is an issue," she said, "it's important to speak with your veterinarian, who might be able to recommend a brand name alternative that would be suitable for a specific condition, even if it's not the top-end option." Dorst said they might also be able to advise about supplements the pet owner can buy at a lesser cost. "But it is a very tricky balance," Dorst said. She added that pet insurance is highly recommended for owners of puppies and kittens, as some plans cover the costs of prescriptions the animal may need in their lifetime. "There are common pitfalls that owners should also try to avoid, which will not only preserve cash but also keep their dogs and cats healthier," said Dorst. "One of those is accidentally overfeeding your pet. I guess there is a misconception. You read the bag, you feed whatever. But then sometimes you need that second pair of eyes from a medical professional," she said. "Every animal is individual. Your dog may pack on pounds a little bit heavier than someone else's. It also means being careful with treats, both in terms of how many you give and what they're made of. My dog, for instance, has allergies. He'll get an upset stomach if he eats too much pork within that treat, so I make sure I do a liver treat," Dorst said. Some animals really like cucumbers and carrots. You have that in your house, so if you're already eating that for yourself and your animals enjoy that, that's a cheaper alternative and it's healthier for them. Marcus said the most important thing is to be practical. When it comes to looking after the health of a beloved pet, she likened the situation to the pre-takeoff video on an airplane, in which adults are instructed to always secure their own oxygen mask before tending to a child. We care very much about our pets and we want to give them the very best, but be smart about it just as you are with yourself, she said. If you feel like you can't personally feed yourself an entirely organic grocery list, but you're willing to go into debt to do so for your pets, does that make sense? This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 28, 2025. Sammy Hughes, the Canadian Press.